Rusty Quill presents.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Season 3, Episode 1, The End of What We Know.
Greetings, survivors. I am at a loss of what to say to you in these times. As I'm sure some of you remember, our last broadcast left the brothers at their bizarre discovery, or more appropriately, lack off, as they appeared to be unable to locate Bunker A-12, and in fact were confronted with a crater where they believed it should have been. I've had a look at the entries surrounding this one, their description of the woods along the way, the fence running on the outside of the perimeter of A-12. They're either at a place incredibly similar, or there's something disastrously wrong. If we assume that what we've learned is correct, that indeed another, God, I cannot believe I'm saying this, another galaxy, potentially Andromeda, has collided with our own, and the two have merged together, then there's untold potential for what could have happened. Many scientists predicted the actual events would be minimal and hardly noticeable given the vast differences between objects in either galaxy, not to mention the possibility of it happening at all. Given that we've got multiple confirmed sightings of creatures, entities far beyond our comprehension, and some sort of rift that has opened in the walls of our very own sanctuary, I fear that there could be unknowable forces at play here that have altered reality as we know it. When I last broadcast the brother's story, I was unable to complete the final recording. There's still a few more minutes runtime left that we must address. I've yet to listen to it. This is Roman's final entry in his voice recorder.
Elliot,
it has
stop.
To be. No, Roman, it has to be here. 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 It has to be here.
What are you doing? Elliot, what are you doing?
It has to be here. It has to be here.
Elliot. Wait, no. You can't just walk away. Elliot, it's gone. There's nothing here. This is where it should be. A12 doesn't exist. Elliot! Elliot! Elliot, come back! Elliot! For fuck's sake. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A12 isn't here. Oh, my children and my wife ain't here. Elliot's gone. There's nothing. There's fucking nothing. Fuck. Ow. Oh, my hand. What the... Oh, God. No. No. Elliot! Ah! Oh, fuck! Elliot! Ah! No, 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 no. Not again. No. No. No! Move. Why can't I move? Oh, God damn. Oh, my hands are stuck. Fuck these tendrils. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. What is happening to me? Elliot. 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 Where are you? Why aren't you here? Help! Help! Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, this is it. Oh.
Who is that? Who's there?
Oh, God. Claire. Claire, are you real? Oh, tell me you're real.
How do you...
Claire, it's you, right? Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. What happened to you? Where have you been?
I'm sorry, but I don't know you. Although... You look kind of familiar.
But, no. No, no, Claire. It's me.
Just quiet a second. We need to get those things off of you. I've seen this before. We don't have long. Hold still.
How don't you know who... Okay, stop. Just stop it.
I barely touched it. Is it really that bad?
Claire... Look at me. Just leave those and look at me. I'm your husband. Roman. Roman Taylor. And you're Claire. Claire Taylor. How don't you... Has it been that long?
Like I said, you look familiar, but I just... Did you say that I'm your wife? I don't understand. If that's true, how could I forget?
We have two children. Imogen and Scott. And our dog, Rory. Our dog.
Rory. I remember him. He was with me for a bit. You're not lying then. How? How could I forget? There's just so much.
God, Rory, what happened to him? How do you remember our dog and not the rest of us? I bet you don't even know where our children are, do you?
No, I'm sorry. Okay, look, I have to get those things out of you. I've seen this before and it doesn't end well.
Where have you been this whole time? And why are you hurt so badly?
A lot of places. Between places. I forget a lot of it, but I've been heading here for a while.
To Bunker... to A-12.
That's the one, yeah. I heard this guy's broadcasts. I can't remember his name.
Professor... Ryan. Oh, Professor Ryan.
You heard it too? But how? It's not in this one.
Well, stop a second. What do you mean, this one?
Surely you must know. If you've heard his broadcasts and you're here, then you must know.
please, enlighten me. Ow! Quickly.
Everything is split weirdly. God, this sounds so stupid. There are these things that appear, and they sort of pop up. They're like tears, I suppose. And if you go through, you end up in one of two other places. From what I can remember, there's only three versions.
And what are they? Oh, Claire, sweetheart, I'm putting my faith in you here.
Look, there's three worlds, versions, or whatever. One is the one we started in, at least I think it is. So whatever you think normal life is, the other version of where we are now is just like that, but at a different time, different events. So it's winter right now, right?
No, Claire, it's September. It's barely the end of summer. It's just... massively fucked up by whatever's happening here.
That's the thing, Roman. It's not. It's the middle of winter. You're in a different version than where you started. I don't know how you went through a tear without knowing it, but you did. And you're here in this version. And in this version, it looks like Bunker A-12 has been destroyed.
What?
It happened.
Just... hang on. How is that even a thing? You said there were three, Claire. What's the third?
The third is like... it's like a storm. I haven't been to that one much, I don't think. I try to avoid it. They sing. The tears, riffs, whatever. They sing this weird, metallic-sounding tune. And there it's just the crumbling remains of an impossible disaster. These monolithic islands of rock and earth, they drift weightlessly through the air. And an awful wind howls through dead trees and crumbling buildings. It's not a safe place to be, Roman. And I think it's where the things that are with us in this version and the other came from. Things that won't let go. Like those coming from your hands.
Oh, no. Jesus. What happened? How is it you can remember all of this, though? And not us?
From what I can tell, every time I go through one of these, some memory about my life fades away. It seems like the longer ago it happened, and the longer I've known it, the more likely it is to go. It's hard to tell, like... I didn't know I'd forgotten, Roman, you. I didn't know I'd forgotten you until just now. So I'm never quite sure what's missing.
And that's why?
Yeah, I think. It's hard to say. I've been through so much. Look, are you going to let me get these things out of you or what?
Sweetheart, I don't think you can anymore. I think it was too late even when you arrived. I've nearly blacked out every time you've even touched them, let alone tried to remove them.
It's just the pain, Roman. You can fight through it. Here, just let me...
No.
It's okay. Roman? Roman. Roman, wake up. Oh my God, it's here. there's one here. Roman, wake up. Wake up!
Claire? Don't. Just. Don't do that again. Please. I can't. I can't go through that again.
I'm sorry, Roman, but look. Look behind me. There's a tear, a doorway, like the ones I talked about. If we can just get those things out of the ground or out of you, then we can go through.
I don't think that's... I don't think that's going to happen, Claire. And definitely not without Elliot.
Who's that?
Of course. Of course. He's my brother. He's my best friend.
Roman, you don't have a... You know what? Forget it. Listen, you can't stay here. We've got to go.
I can taste blood, Claire. I don't know. There's no coming back from this.
You don't know that!
Sweetheart, I'm done. I'm out. It's over. I can't.
I'm cutting them.
No. Please. Please don't.
If there's even a chance you get out of this, Roman, then I have to.
Claire, listen to me. I can feel it. I can feel it all through my body. It's rooted in there. If you cut this, I'm as good as dead anyway. I blacked out before, and you didn't even pull one out. Claire, look at me. Look at me. I can taste blood. And it's all over my shirt.
But Roman, I feel...
There's nothing.
God damn it.
There's nothing, Claire. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
Then I'll stay. I'll stay.
No. No, you mustn't. You can't. There's something in the woods. There's something around here. Something that knows what's happening to me. I'm sure of it. I can feel it. If you stay here, we're both dead, and I can't have that, and nobody hears what's happened. Nobody reads about it.
What are you talking about? Shit, there's not much time.
Claire. Listen. Before you go, just in case something happens, something bad, you have to take something with you. In my pocket, there's a voice recorder. And on the floor, next to my bag, there's a notebook. It's Elliot's. Between them is everything we've been through. Everything that I've seen. You should listen to it. It might help you to remember. And who knows? It might help someone else to understand. Someone who could do something about all of this. And Claire, I know you don't remember me much, if at all, but I love you. I love you. Please, please find our children and tell them the same forever and whatever after.
Of course I will. I promise. And what about Elliot? Where is he?
He'll come back. He'll come back here soon. I'm sure of it. He can look after himself, though.
Hold on. Elliot! Elliot! Roman needs you!
It's fine. It's fine. Really. He's just having a moment.
Elliot! Your brother needs you!
I've always needed him. I don't think he even knows it.
Fuck! Roman, it's gonna close soon.
You go. Take my recorder and the journals and go through. Tell Ryan everything. Tell everyone.
But no. But what about you? What about you?
Just go.
No, I'm gonna cut them.
No, Claire. Just leave the knife. Leave it with me. If Elliot returns, then he can do it. But I'd rather not have you try and end up killing me. Just go through. It's the only way more people will know what's happened to us. It's the only way you might find our children. Go!
I'm sorry, Roman, I'm sorry.
Claire!
And that's where it ends, on our doorstep. I'd never quite prepared myself for the end of their story, or at least the end of what we know of it. I do not know what else befell the brothers before following this entry. The only things left in Elliot's journal are a bunch of letters from other survivors wedged in the back and the printed personalized insert from whoever gifted him his journal. I don't know the fate of Roman and his corrupted body, or Elliot and his desperate search for salvation, and now it saddens me further to know that we could have potentially lost Claire as well. I've not heard from her at all, and well, the last we knew of her, she was with Naya. Given everything we've seen and heard over the months we've shared their story, I don't believe that we can question any longer the validity of their story. I believe quite strongly that everything they've spoken of, everything that they've experienced is true. I also believe that it all points towards our earlier thoughts, that another galaxy has indeed collided with our own, the consequences of which are vastly beyond our comprehension and, dare I say, involve unfathomable and seemingly malicious entities, given what we've heard from others such as Naya. Not to mention these rifts, what Claire called tears. If what we've heard is true, and I believe it is, they seem to act as portals to other areas. I'm still skeptical, however, about making presumptions regarding these versions that Claire spoke of. It seems as though our world has been divided in two, possibly three aspects of itself, each more deteriorated and far-fetched than the last. This may serve to explain the degradation of certain areas, as observed by the brothers. From what I can tell, it appears as though the time is different, as well as the place. Seemingly, in the more deteriorated version of our world, it's possibly winter, or an alternate equivalent. Whereas here, it was still summer when the brothers first set out. I cannot believe that this is potentially real, that I'm even speaking these things. I know it's terribly overwhelming, survivors, but what isn't in this life we have now? We have come such a long way since Claire first arrived at Bunker A-12. Our knowledge of the world as we know it has been tested and pushed beyond the limit. It's important now that we do not give up, that we do not falter in the face of these horrors. We are better equipped to deal with this than we ever have been. And whilst, of course, I would always appreciate more knowledge, there are simply no other sources reporting to us. It is to that end that I have made the decision to leave A-12. I can no longer sit idly here speculating on what is and what isn't real. The rift that has opened up in A-12 is growing by the week, and the risk of losing the knowledge we have gained is too great. I have only the final preparations to complete. The broadcast will continue beyond A-12. I still wish to share all the knowledge we gather. This is not a decision I have made lightly, but it is one that's necessary. In regards to the broadcast, I've set myself up with a long-range radio, much like the one Claire uses. However, this one has the ability to transmit pre-recorded messages, therefore I should be able to, all being well, record any encounter where I'm unable to broadcast directly, then play them back to you. We'll have to see how that really works in practice, though. To enable all this happen, my dear friend Jess has agreed to keep an eye on the transmitter and broadcast systems from here. She'll play any live broadcast when she can, and if she's unavailable, I've set the system up to record them. Either way, you will still hear from me. I may be leaving A12, but I'm not leaving you, survivors. I'm not sure how the others will take the news of my departure, but if they're listening, then they know now, and I'm sure they'll understand, given time. It is time that I prepare for the world outside. This is Professor Ryan of Bunker A12, signing off just for now.
To hear more news and updates, follow us on social media at Wake of Corrosion. You can also support the show via our Patreon at patreon.com/Wake of Corrosion. Joining at any tier will get you access to all future episodes 1 week early.
Thank you so much to our generous Patreon subscribers who have helped me to continue making and improving the show. Indike, Laurel, Austin, Nath, Paul, Trace, AJ Pumpkin, Twiglets, Martina, Vinny, Grumpy Koi, Maddie, Cold K, PJ, Return to Sender, and MJ Van Steenberg. Thank you all so much.
Wake of Corrosion was written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington and is part of the Rusty Quill Network, with voice acting from Kieran Walsh as Professor Ryan, Sean Pellington as Elliot, Lee Pellington as Roman, Brianne Leeson as Claire. Intro theme, Phantasm, and outro theme, Shadowlands 5, Antechamber, were created by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces are reduced from their originals with fade-out effects, character voiceover, and radio static effects. Morse code SFX from morsecode.world, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips. Full credits and transcripts can be found at wakeofcorrosion.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, don't wander in the dark.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.